From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Who defines organic? Who says what organic is and isn't? I suggest that organic is a state of mind, a perception in each of us. When organic first became, you know, a thing, this was my perception. I picked up a tomato and, judging by its price, thought, my goodness, this must be one heck of a tomato. In my perception, a farmer had been assigned this tomato. That was his sole duty. Grow it, man, and grow it proud. The farmer, a kind of Che Guevara type, had nurtured it, sung it lullabies, played it CDs, Mozart for Baby Tomatoes, and finally, in a teary send-off, had dispatched it to my local produce boutique where, for $12, the tomato was mine to buy, nay, to adopt. Now, can that be anywhere near the truth? But we're not talking about the truth of organic, but the perception of organic. And so I thought, well, if that tomato has indeed undergone such a rigorous curriculum, then perhaps $12 is not a bad price at all for a tomato. These days, the word organic is blooming across aisles and aisles and aisles of mega stores. And whatever it is, it's not to me organic, because organic at a mega store is inconsistent with my existing perception, however skewed, of organic. Where do you get a billion or so Che Guevara types to nurture each tomato? To rock them to sleep, to give the tomatoes love, attention, and, if need be, shiatsu. Organic at a megastore seems oxymoronic. I feel there should be an entirely different word for the megastore tomato. A word that acknowledges the attempted organicness, but also the oxymoronicness of a megastore's attempt at organic. A new word altogether. How about oxymorganic? With a perspective, I'm J.D. Samant.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.